Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looky here, we have a Super Bowl champion between me and Bob. His name is Chris Hoak. He knows what it's like to run on that field with 75 million people watching and the crowd going crazy. What was it like, Hokie, for those games?
It was incredible. Listen, it's always fun to play in prime time. Sunday night football, Monday night football, Thursday night football. There were times we played on Saturday, and we were the only game on television, and you knew that everybody was watching.
Could you even feel your feet on the ground when you run out for the Super Bowl?
No, I mean, listen, the reality is when you run out for the Super Bowl, you're just elated. You're just so excited to be there, and you're trying to keep your mind right, right? You can't let the excitement of the game, the excitement of the moment, fill your headspace. You got to keep your headspace clear and really just tight, because you got to focus on the task at hand, and that's going out there and playing winning football. But in a game like, you know, Sunday Night Football, the Steelers played on Sunday against the Chargers. I mean, it's incredible. You know that everybody's at home watching this game. There's no other game on television.
Right.
And you are on prime time, and this is where you want to show up and play your best ball.
Especially after what's happened on primetime this year.
Yeah. A lot of great games, Pomp.
Not by the Steelers.
Not by the Steelers.
Largely, you look at like throughout the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Not Thursday night. Thursday night's awful.
No,
football.
But Sunday night football and Monday night football have had some great games.
I like Thursday night football, Bob.
It's terrible. The play is shoddy because these guys don't. You have to endorse this, right?
I think Thursday night football, isn't it different? Because everybody gets an opportunity to play on Thursday night football. So it's not like you have the best matchups. Right.
Well, there was a pretty good matchup.
My understanding
the other day.
Is,
Vegas
I,
and
I'm
Denver
not a,
was it said football back 20 years.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I think on Thursday night football, and I could be wrong on this one because this is not football. Just understanding this is, I think Monday night football and Sunday night football are, you know, trying to get your best matchups. I think on Thursday night football, everybody has to have an opportunity to play on Thursday night football. I believe. I could be wrong.
You know, you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying 3 days or 2 days, whatever it is, it's not enough, and the quality of football goes down. That's all I'm saying, Bob.
I just like the footballs on TV.
You also like pork rinds.
You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern, then stay for the premiere.
I don't believe he eats
of the new season of the hit original series Landman. All on Paramount Plus. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bob, what do you have against pork rinds, especially the barbecue?
I just don't believe you like them. I believe you say that, and now it's in my head.
I've
recited some of your nonsense.
Upset stomach, bad breath. I mean, what else do you want to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, at any roadside,
you might as well just swallow air. You know what I'm saying? And call it good.
Hokies
pork rinds.
Hokies down to 215, Bob.
Six pack abs.
Can you believe this?
His new nickname is Six Pack. I'm telling you.
Let's talk about that game on Sunday night.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You and Faneca are in a race to see who can be the thinnest man.
Faneca looks really good.
He really does.
Yeah.
Saw him last week.
And he doesn't look, you know, he lost it really fast like me. And he doesn't look awkward. I mean, he looks good. I mean,
he doesn't look awkward. I bet you he doesn't have six pack abs.
He's in good shape. He's a hard worker. He's a good guy.
All right. Here we go. Now, this is a rematch. This game here should be a Steelers win. And for every reason that you can think of, especially given the last performance. Now, when they had that dog game second against the Bengals the first time, they came back and lost to Green Bay after a good first half. So what do you expect from the first snap on Sunday afternoon? Because I got to believe the Steelers are going to come out and just take it to their defense, because their defense has nothing to offer. It's a bad defense. It's one of the worst in the league.
You know, the Steelers talked about a historic defense in training camp. This Bengals defense is a historic defense, but not – in the right way. It's a historically bad defense. I mean, they are literally the worst defense in the NFL, and they're 1-3 since Joe Flacco's been with them.
It's not because of Joe Flacco.
And it's not. Listen, they're averaging 37 points a game, and he threw for over 400 yards last week or 2 weeks ago because of the bye now, and lights out offense, and this defense just keeps giving up historic points. I mean, it's a historically bad, bad, bad team. And so I look at this. What are the Steelers going to do, you ask me? I think Steelers are going to come out, and they're going to come out pretty frustrated. I mean, they're going to come out pissed off, and they're going to come out and play hard. I mean, listen, they've lost since the Bengals game. They are 1-3, including the Bengals game, the last four games. I mean, that kind of set them on this downward spiral, and they've got to reverse it. Hopefully, they can win this game and win it in convincing fashion and turn that – around and start winning some games here, because right now, if they continue on this trek and they, you know, 1-3 and then they go 2-5 or 6, I mean, they're going to lose this division quick.
The Chris Hoke Show brought to you by Globe Airport Parking. All right, Hokie, let's dive into what happened the other night. I mean, it was the offense. It was basically Aaron Rodgers. He had a horrific game.
Yeah.
If your quarterback plays like that, you're almost never going to win, right?
Yeah. I mean, interesting. Listen, I was looking at the game again for like the third time this morning, watching it and doing some math. He had 161 yards passing in this game. Before that last drive of the game that ended in a Roman Wilson touchdown.
Yeah.
He had under 100 yards passing. He had 65 yards passing on that last drive.
Wow.
And so you think about it. He had under 100 yards.
They were just giving it.
They were giving it. And even that touchdown pass that Roman Wilson had, there wasn't a lot of effort on that one from the defense.
Listen, Hokie, you've been one of the great – and when a guy's 41, he's about to be 42.
Yeah.
Rodgers turns 42 in a couple weeks.
Does he?
You worry, or I worry, when a guy's that old, you know, is it just a one-off, or is it something to be really concerned about? Because that was awful. You've been one of the biggest Mason backers in town. Do you think Mason would give them a better shot this week and beyond?
Listen, I think Mason could go out there and run that offense very, very well. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers played like he played on Sunday night, absolutely. Right, but Aaron also has played really, really well this year. So what Aaron Rodgers are we going to get this Sunday against the Bengals? I think the next 2 to 3 weeks is going to tell.
Yeah.
If he plays like he played on Sunday night, I think you got to make the switch. But if he turns this thing around and it was just a one-off and won a bad game. But you got to think about it. The last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago against the Colts, I think they only had 225 yards offense.
Yeah.
That was the second worst of the season in terms of total yards. Last week against the Chargers, they had 221 yards total offense. Was the worst. But at 225, the 2 weeks before that, was the worst. So back-to-back worst yardage in total offense. So the reality is they've got to get better. They can run the football. Jaylen Warren can run. I think they need to run him more.
Yes.
Because he is killing it.
I mean,
this guy can jump cut. He is clearly by far the best running back in this offense. First, second, third down back.
Best player in the offense, right?
Arguably the best player. Right now, he's one of the most explosive players in the NFL right now. I mean, let's be honest. The guy, every time he touches the ball, he's a big play waiting to happen. And you go back and watch that film, and I challenge anybody that wants to argue this, go back and watch the film. The guy gets the ball, and a D lineman makes him jump cut 2 yards in the backfield, and he takes that for 8 or 9 yards. I mean, the guy, usually when you slow a guy down, think about Najee Harris last year. If you were to be able to get in the backfield and make him redirect 2 yards in the backfield, it was no game. Jalen Warren can go 0-60 like a doggone
Which
Ferrari.
Which is why on third down, I think they need to utilize
him
more.
And they give him the ball. He only caught the ball twice. He never played. He did not play third down this week.
No.
Right?
Not one of them.
No, and Jalen, I think Gainwell got all of the third downs.
Yes, he did.
And even Jalen Warren had to give up a couple first and second downs to Johnson,
which,
Caleb Johnson.
Which, right. That was weird because that preceded the safety.
Yeah.
It was Caleb Johnson had one for minus 2 yards back to the end zone.
That's next thing you know, Cordarrelle Patterson will be here to take his carries.
Yeah, that's safety to me. Listen, here's my thought. Is going into this game, Aaron Rodgers was getting the ball out really quick, and it seemed to me like he was holding the ball a little bit longer this game. And it probably was a lot of what the Chargers did. They were pressing them, and they were making it. They were messing up their timing. Exactly what the Steelers defense needs to do to an opposing offense to slow down this week against the Bengals. They can't let Joe Flacco sit back there and throw the ball in rhythm. They've got to destruct and disturb and destroy the timing of that Bengals offense. But so Aaron Rodgers hold on to the ball quite a bit, and he just looked from the very first snap. You look at the very first snap, he dumped the ball off to Jalen Warren. He didn't have his feet set. He just kind of just, you know, he looked like he was just kind of, you know, just frantically moving around, and looked like he just never got comfortable in the pocket in this game. Now, listen, they didn't protect him very well. They were getting pressure up the gut in this game quite a bit, and the sacks were coming up off the sides because they were cleaning up. These ends weren't getting behind them on their rush and were able to come back inside and slide because he had to step up because they were getting penetration up the middle.
I had somebody text me the other night and say, why don't they disrupt? Like, McConkey didn't have a million catches, but on the ones he had, and other receivers too this year, just what you said, there's no, I'm up in your face, bumping you off the line, trying to give my pass rushers an extra split second by being aggressive. And I realize that can come back to haunt you. But why don't the Steelers do that more? The old, I guess we used to call it the bump and run. Get in somebody's face.
It's the old bend but don't break mentality.
Why don't they do it?
Unless you have 5 yards, you can do whatever you want.
That's not the personality of this defense. The personality of this defense is keeping the ball in front of you, playing a little soft coverage, and then tackling the catch.
I thought they brought in these guys because they can cover anybody man-to-man. That's what Tomlin said.
Why do you think the Rams was moving to safety? He was getting beat. Go look at the film. I went back and looked at the game from the Bengals a month ago. He got beat many times. How many times have we sat here on this radio show on Thursday and talked about Jalen Ramsey has been beat? He's getting PIs.
And we saw it
he's
in the Seattle game back.
Yeah, we saw. I mean, we've seen it. You know, maybe not every single week, but a lot of weeks where he's been beat when he goes man to man. And so Darius Slay has struggled. The guys they have brought in have not performed the level that they had hoped and anticipated they would play.
But that's a different thing than what strategy are they employing against receivers.
Yeah, well, listen, I think that's not – the strategy has never been get up and get in your face and play man-to-man. And like Joey Porter does that, but that he's the only guy really right now. They're more of a soft coverage, keep the ball in front of you, break on the ball, tackle the catch kind of defense. Bend but don't break.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't make sense when you have a pass rush that needs to get home.
And it's been like that. Listen, it's been like that. When I was there, it was a bend don't break because you always say, hey, we got the best pass rushers in the NFL, right? So, yeah, you might get a first down. Yeah, you might get another first down. But at some point, I'm going to get a sack from T.J. Watt, or like me, I'm going to get a sack from James Harrison, or I'm going to get a sack from Wood. And I'm going to put you behind the chains, and we're going to get off the field. It's kind of the same mentality. We have T.J. Watt. We have Alex Highsmith. We have Nick Herbig. So, yeah, you can get a first down. You can get a second first down. But, I'm going to get a sack, and then we're going to get behind the chains.
Put you off your timing. Bob, do you think if things get ugly Sunday with Rodgers that people will be calling for Mason Rudolph?
No.
Do you think if he has a bad game, that'll be the topic the following week?
Of course it will be, because they're always
legitimately?
Talking about I think absolutely you have to bring up that conversation, but I just think they brought him in here to play. And unless it's a catastrophic drop, which I don't see this week or next, because both Cincinnati and Chicago give up tons of yards. And if this offense is going to look better, it has to be.
Pump. If he doesn't perform against the Bengals and the Bears.
I just said I don't expect that to happen.
I don't. But if he's saying,
but if it does against that caliber of defense.
Then you can bring up the conversation. I still don't think he's going to move on from Rodgers. I just don't. Not at least now.
Okay.
I think he would? I saw in the post game presser, you know, when somebody asked him about Aaron Rodgers' play, and I think he turned around and said, "What do you think?" I've never seen Coach. I mean, very rarely do you see Coach Tomlin do that. He doesn't send messages through the media. He usually will kind of buffer that, or why don't you ask him? Right, that's a good question for him.
Right.
I mean, he does that, right? And so that was a rarity for Tomlin to shoot back and say, "Well, what do you think?" Would you know? And so that's a little frustration there. He was definitely off his game. There should have been he had two interceptions. One was not his fault. It was a great throw to Austin, and the one that he threw over through Metcalf.
That was a killer one because it led to points before halftime.
And then it was back to back. Right. What's the one? Metcalf one.
Yeah.
And then they didn't get the ball back. Think about it. The second one, the Austin one, was a killer because then they turned around with the Williams fumbled that punt. So it was back to back, no possessions. Yeah.
Well, there also seems to be some dispute now. Was it Aaron or DK yesterday that said DK flattened his route on that interception at the end of the first half? Did you hear that quote, Bob?
Yeah, I heard that. So
was it Rodgers talking about it?
I think it was.
Yeah. We'll get that clip in a minute from Aaron yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
He intimated that DK said he flattened his route, which means it wouldn't have been Rodgers' fault.
No, because it would have been deeper. And it's very well documented that Aaron Rodgers is really just a guy that just depends on guys running precise routes. And so if you don't run precise routes, that's kind of what was some of the talk about why GP, George Pickens, he didn't run precise routes.
And why guys, you needed somebody like Jacoby Myers in here to run them.
There you go. And another thing is, you know, you saw him lash out at his lineman a couple times in this game. Think about that. Why would he lash out at his lineman? That's because that's why he was skittish in the pocket. You know, he yelled at Broderick Jones one time. He did a little play action. All of a sudden, Broderick Jones was right in his face. You know, it's just the offensive line, played as bad as they've played in some time. And in order for Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't want to get hit. You know, once you get into the late 30s, 40s, I mean, Joe Flacco doesn't want to get hit. And Big Ben didn't want to get hit nobody wants to get hit when they get in the final years of their career. But the reality is he was getting hit a lot. He was under pressure a lot. And he showed it, his frustration to his linemen.
Yeah, he showed frustration, I thought, to some wide receivers, too. He's not afraid to do that, and I like that.
Yeah,
but he also
I saw Tom Brady do that, Pomp.
Yeah, he also will tell you that if you're that person that he's talking to, then come over. During the week, we'll talk. I'll show you the videotape. Yeah. We'll talk about what you needed and what I did or whatever. So I like that. To me, that's an accountability thing, which I think you need as a quarterback.
I agree, and that's what a leader does. I mean, the reality is it's harder to do at this stage in your career when you're not performing, when you're missing throws, right? When you're playing MVP-like ball and you're playing elite football, it's easier to do that than when you're missing routine throws. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
When you're missing routine throws and you're still yelling at guys for running bad routes or yelling at guys for bad protection, but then you get a clean pocket and you just totally misfire over and over and over again, it's much, much harder to act like that and be that kind of leader. The reason why he's gotten away with it and been able to be that kind of leader throughout the years is because he's been playing MVP-like ball for the 20 years.
So it was Metcalf who told Steelers.com, I had a corner post and I saw Aaron roll out to the left, so I kind of broke my route a little flatter than it should have been, so I should have kept the route high. That's significant to me. There's always a chance, I guess, that a teammate's, you know, taking the fall for somebody, but if that's legit, then it's hard to blame at least that one. And that was a killer. Neither team had scored.
Yeah,
a touchdown.
No, it was going to be 5-3 at halftime. Instead, it becomes 12-3.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
and that's crucial time. Think about it. Against the Packers a few weeks back, they gave up 10 points there at the end of the half. Boom, boom on turnovers. Think about that for a minute. And then this game, they give up boom, boom points back to back drives before the half. You know, Coach Carey used to always say, you know, to win a ball game, you got to start fast, and you got to finish strong in a game and in a half. And think about it, the last two losses, the Steelers have finished the first half weak. Yep. And they got to finish it strong. You can't finish a first half going into the end of halftime with back-to-back scores that come off turnovers.
No.
One turnover.
And, you know, second half in the Green Bay game was a disaster right off the bat. The Steelers got the ball up 9, and they immediately punt, and next thing you know, Green Bay just goes off.
Off. Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, as we saw really from the beginning of camp, nothing gets the fan base riled up in a good way more than the mention of one name, Bob. Wilver Dornell Howard.
Will, chicken Will. On the hill with Will. Let's bring him back.
Oh, Will Howard. I was listening to the PM guys. I'm like, I can't believe this is coming up. Why are we talking Will Howard? Well, because it's never a bad thing to talk Will Howard. So
he's getting more airtime than any quarterback in the history of the NFL that has never played a snap in even preseason.
But isn't that true? Isn't that true of most guys who are drafted? And have,
in the sixth round?
In sixth round.
He's a national champion.
Omar Jacobs get this kind of talk? Yes, he is a national champion, but he was available in the sixth round.
So was Tom Brady. So was Brock Purdy. Okay. So was a lot of guys.
All right.
I'm just saying.
You're bringing up the one guy I've never seen. I agree with Hokie. I have never, ever seen this much talk around a sixth round.
People ask
round
about him
pick.
In Coach Common's press conference, and he says, I don't talk about people on the practice.
Yeah, but the reason we're talking about it is because John Gruden, now with Barstool, had a lot to say about it.
That's today.
Do you believe his word? Because he seems to think.
Let's listen to it, shall we, Bob?
Let's see what he has
Are your headphones working,
Hokie? Yeah,
they're
working.
This is John Gruden. How did we get him on the? How did they get him, Malzy? How did they get him limits and we didn't?
Well, I think that the connection that Doran and Pat Bostic have to Pitt and John Gruden formerly coaching at Pitt probably had something to do with it.
So he was on there today?
He was on there this morning.
Let's hear it.
Very good interview.
I love Will Howard. I'm thankful that he is up. I'm shocked that he's going to be on the bench much longer. I just think he has everything that you're looking for. We won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. He's got that prototype size I like. He's 6'4". He's 225, 230. He's built like a horse. I mean, it's a big guy. Can run the ball. You can run the quarterback power plays and all these quarterback draws that everybody likes to run. He can keep it on the zone read. He's an accurate passer. He's a winner, man. This guy's a winner. He won big at Kansas State. They won the Big 12. He won the national title. He has the wow factor. He's got a photographic memory. He's a great communicator. I'll be shocked if he's not one hell of an NFL quarterback. And I told a couple of my friends in Pittsburgh, I told Omar Khan, I can't believe you got him in a sixth round.
How about that? He also said, I'm shocked that he's going to be on the bench much longer. What is happening here?
That's a great endorsement. Listen,
he couldn't have meant this year.
No, but right? He couldn't have.
Maybe will Mason Rudolph be taking over if Aaron Rodgers has a couple more bad games in
a row? There's no question. with, you know, the reality is this. The only way he comes off the bench and plays is if the Steelers lose the next five games and they're down there hanging out with the Browns in the division. I mean, there's no way he's going to be playing this year as long as the Steelers are in contention.
I wouldn't think so. But no. but the topic at large here is Gruden saying they got a steal.
That's a big endorsement, right? I mean, that's a big endorsement. John Gruden knows what he's doing, and so I think that that's what we were hearing. It's unfortunate that he got hurt in training camp, right? We didn't really get to see that talent on the field. And so until he can do that in a preseason game and then elevate it, not against third-team guys, second-team guys, that's kind of the progression you have for a sixth-round draft pick. If he was a first-round draft pick, it would be different. Sixth-round draft pick, that's going to be kind of the progression he's going to get. And if he continues to nail it at every turn, I can see him getting on the field, but not this year.
So, all right, then do they not need a quarterback next year? I must have missed this story. Howard's going to be the guy then?
No. It could be Mason Rudolph. It could be him. They'll add another. I think it comes down to what's going to happen in the preseason next year.
Yeah, listen.
I don't suspect they're going to go out and sign another veteran. You know,
if the Steelers have an opportunity to draft a top guy early in the draft, they won't shy away from that. I mean, Will Howard, there's a reason why they drafted him in the sixth round.
Why?
They would have drafted him higher if they had a higher round.
Why did he last until the sixth round?
32 teams passed on him five rounds.
I know.
And so what I'm saying is he didn't have a first-round grade.
Right.
He didn't have a second-round grade or a third-round grade or a fourth-round grade, fifth grade, because other teams would have drafted him.
This is such – you don't know what you're dealing with guys. There's cases to be made for guys who who overcame it. There are cases to be made number one picks who have fallen.
But not to anoint them.
No, nobody's anointing him. You're just looking
John
at
Gruden
his talent.
And so are a lot of other people.
He's saying that he has the potential to be a good NFL quarterback.
He basically said that I'll be shocked if this kid's not an NFL starter. Okay, and he talked about Brad Johnson leading his team to the Super Bowl.
He talked about him not being on the bench very long either.
And him not being on the bench. He's not just saying, that could work out.
You haven't seen anything weird in your life happen in the NFL? Guys have come out of nowhere?
Are you endorsing what Gruden said?
I'm saying that he has potential, and we don't know it until you see it. But there's potential, and there are a lot of teams that may regret that they passed on him for five rounds. For every Tom Brady
who got drafted in the sixth round and becomes an elite quarterback, there's thousands of quarterbacks that get drafted in the sixth
round.
How many first-round picks are bust when you think they're not?
A ton!
Okay, let's look across the league. If you're going to look at it from that prism, you should look at it the other way.
No, but the reality is, this is a sixth-round draft pick. Listen, I lived a life as an undrafted free agent, Pomp. I know what the perspective is. I know how you're looked at as a late-round undrafted free agent versus a first-round, second-round, third-round guy. I battled and I fought.
And you don't think he can?
I think he can, but to annoy him and say, I can't believe he'll be on the field very long, there's a reason why he dropped the sixth round. He's not a bad character guy, so it's not like Shedeur Sanders where maybe the people thought about the family relationship and do we want that kind of baggage in this locker room. This guy, he had a great reputation. He's not a bad – you know, he's not a guy that people would say he'd be a distraction in the locker room. He won big games.
You can argue that he had great talent in Ohio State. There are a lot of guys who have great talent.
He doesn't have bad character. There's no shaky things that you're thinking about. He fell to the sixth round. It has to be because of talent.
Bob, you'll acknowledge that the best way to get a quarterback is the first round and that most of the star quarterbacks in the NFL
are first-round guys. But I'm also not going to rule out the fact.
Nobody's ruling it out. We're just normal.
Well, you guys sound like you're not going to give him any chance of doing anything.
Absolutely, I will. I think Gruden went overboard, and I think a lot of fans go overboard. But if that's the case that, oh, my God, I can't believe they got this guy, and I'll be shocked if he's not a starting quarterback, then why draft one next year?
And what I said, Pomp, was
because
you got to progression.
Because of the way you hit and miss. Every team does it.
What I said was he's got to work his way up. Natural progression. You know, he's a guy that didn't get any reps this last training camp, sixth round pick. He's going to go in there against third string guys in preseason game, second string guys, move his way up. That's what I was talking about. I mean, he's not going to go in there and go first team guys.
I'm not suggesting that either.
He's going to have
what he said.
A couple years of
was more.
How's he going to get a chance if they take a kid high in the first round?
Because it comes down to what you do in games.
No.
If he gets a chance in the preseason and he
shows
himself
better.
If they take a kid in the top 10, that kid is going to dominate the reps and maybe get handed the keys to the franchise.
Are you sure they're
going to
get someone in the top 10?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and how about if they don't?
Then maybe he'll get a shot.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I'm not ruling anything out. When I have a guy who's talented, he's won big games in college.
If they draft a guy in the first round, he's going to get every opportunity.
I understand, and he should. But are you de-emphasizing production in college over potential in college? What matters
no,
more to
no.
you?
No, production, of course.
Okay, because yeah. Trey play, Lance was you all could, about could, Trey, third overall pick. He was all about his
yeah,
great.
Yeah, there's also been a ton of Heisman Trophy winners who managed to
no,
have
the deal. Saying you can be productive in a D3 or NAIA school. Doesn't mean you're going to be productive in the NFL.
This is Kansas State and Ohio State.
No question.
He won big games.
No question. What I'm saying is he's not going to be anointed the job. He has to work his way through the system.
No one's saying he's going to be anointed a job. I didn't say that.
What I'm saying is we don't know what we have yet. I mean, it's a different game at the college level than it is in the NFL game. And so he's going to have to – I'm not saying he's not going to be good. I'm not. This is not a condemnation against him. What I'm saying is he's going to have to work through the system. And John
sure.
Gruden says, I'm going to be shocked if he's on the not on the grass much longer.
Well, that's – I wouldn't say that. All I'm saying is that I think there is talent there.
Yeah.
It has to be extracted. Here's a more legitimate question. Can they extract the talent? Can they turn him into something? Because they haven't had a big history of turning young quarterbacks into good players.
If they draft a guy who's their franchise guy next year, they won't put in the effort to extract. They can't put in the effort to extract it out of him because they'll be putting it into the other guy.
And how about if they miss like they did on Kenny Pickett?
But here's another thing, too. I agree with that, Sarge. But also I agree with what you're saying, Pomp, is can the Steelers pull that out of him?
Right.
You look at like a Mac Jones who went to the Patriots and – really was just a below average quarterback at best when he was there. Now he goes to the Niners and there's talk about, you know, Purdy and him. Who's the number one guy? Are they slow playing bringing back Purdy because Mac Jones playing well? So it's the system. It's the coaches. Can the coaches get that out of him?
Well,
can that happen here?
Right. And that's the thing. The Steelers haven't shown that they can do that with younger quarterbacks.
They haven't had to
sometimes,
in a while, but yes.
Yeah, but no, but it happened more recently with Kenny Pickett. That did not turn him. That's my point. You have to do that as an organization.
Kenny
there
hasn't
are
done
some
well
places.
Other teams either.
No, just like Darnold didn't.
Yeah.
Darnold finally went and, you know, it takes time sometimes with guys, and you never know
good
if you're going to get that opportunity.
No,
and if he doesn't, then he won't get that opportunity. I'm suggesting that if he opens some eyes in practice, where everyone seems to say how important practice is, if it is and he shows something, put him in a game. If he shows something, what are you going to do? Shut him off because he's not your number one pick?
I don't think he'll step foot on the regular season game unless the Steelers lose the next five games.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And there's two games left, and they play him. There's no way he's playing in a game when not having a plan. Coach Tomlin is not going to play a rookie who never played in a preseason game and just throw him out in a regular season game. I just can't see it happening unless the Steelers are – Mason gets hurt, Aaron can't play.
I agree with you. He's not this year. Not going to see. I'm talking about.
I would even be surprised if that happened. If they pulled Aaron or Aaron got hurt and then Mason got hurt, if they would put Skylar Thompson in front of him.
Me neither.
I wouldn't be surprised. I tend to agree with that. But I'm looking longer term. That's all I'm trying to say. There is potential there.
Yeah.
You'd have to admit.
No,
that,
there
right?
is. I'm not saying there's not. What I'm saying is he's going to have to work through the system to get there. It's not going to take one training camp.
Well, suggesting he's going to be given a job. I'm not saying that. But I do think if he gets an opportunity, I wouldn't be surprised if he steps up and does it.
No. He has the pedigree.
Here's what Steve Palazzolo of the 33rd team, formerly PFF, told the PM team a while back when asked, well, why did this kid last till 185 if he's – now we can add in if he's what John Gruden says
well,
he
that's
is.
That's what I was saying.
I don't know if there's anything specific fatally as far as a flaw, Palazzolo said. It's just inconsistency. The same description can be used on Jalen Milroe. There were some games where Howard's accuracy is all over the place. He'll overthrow receivers over the middle of the field a couple times a game, it seems. And his arm is not great. It's good. I think he's been touted as having a big arm, but it's not great. It's fine. And the athleticism is kind of a lower-end Daniel Jones. So there you go. At least one scouting report telling you. I mean, obviously, there have been plenty of quarterbacks.
There's a reason why 32 teams right. passed on him for five rounds.
There have been plenty of quarterbacks who have had limited time. And Joe Burrow is a great example. One big year. Did he last till the sixth round?
No.
Bob, the guy lasted until the 185th.
This is not a condemnation
pick.
On him. It's just saying, you know, let's let the system work. You know, shake out. See what
that's
happens.
All I'm trying to say. I'm not going to designate him as a failure or not opportunity.
No, it would be awesome either. If the Steelers could get him to produce and play. How he played Ohio State and Kansas State and only use a sixth-round draft pick on him. Can you imagine that? That'd be incredible.
I mean,
incredulent.
I'm totally open-minded to it, but I disagree with you. I would be very surprised if any sixth-round quarterback becomes a really good NFL quarterback. That
right.
is a surprise
right.
to me.
Let's say he doesn't even reach that pedestal. Let's just say he's a good quarterback who you can have on your team and has a long-term.
He's a smart guy, so he could be a good backup.
Right. I mean,
no, then it's a point. That's fine, but that's not what John Gruden said.
And I'm not endorsing what John Gruden said. What I am saying is that I would never say that he's going to be a superstar. I would never say he's going to be in the game this year. What I am saying is there's talent there, and yeah. I want to see what they do with that talent. That's all. And the only way you're going to find out, and that's why this past preseason was a disaster because we wanted to see him in those games.
Yeah. And listen, the signs are all there, right? He played at a high-level school, Ohio State, won a national championship, played at a high level there. Yes, he had elite talent. I mean, a lot of times they played against people that they had better talent, so you throw the ball up, they go get it. But, you know, for what we hear, all the reports, he's a super heady guy, super smart guy, and he's got good size. So – everything's there to be successful. It's just, can you do it?
Who among us four, and this is an honest question, like separate from, I'm not making a commentary. Who among us, these four, including Mr. P, thinks that Will Howard will be the Steelers' future quarterback? Yes or no, Bob?
Are you telling me next year or at any point?
At any point, he'll be their franchise guy, their starter.
I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
Nobody knows.
But you don't know either.
Yeah, odds aren't. Of course, nobody knows.
Okay, so then we'll see. I mean, the answer is we'll see.
I'll say no limits. What do you say?
No way.
Chris?
I'm not saying no way. I'll say odds are not in his favor.
Okay. Bob, would you like to register in that?
I would say that at 60-40 he won't, but the 40 to me is still big enough. I've seen weather forecasts 40% turn into 90%. So.
That's the one job you can have and be wrong most of the time.
Most of the time.
Now you're disrespecting Ray Petlin. He's very good at it.
In general, Pomp.
I know. You're right.
Okay.
All you have to do is see, I've always said about weather forecasts, if I were doing them, because they have icons now, you know, I would have a sun, I'd have a couple of raindrops, I'd have a bolt of thunder in there or lightning, and then I also have a cloud. And then I would say, depending on where you are, you're going to see one of these four things. And I'd be right.
You can be right 100% of the time.
I'd be right.
We're wrong a fair amount in here. I think sports forecasting is the other thing you can be wrong about.
Right. Exactly. This is all opinion.
Right? Absolutely. It's subjective. It's very subjective. It's about what you see. It's also about, you know, opportunities. We see opportunities all the time. Guys jump at them. Some guys make them last forever. Some don't.
Yeah.
What will he do with the opportunity? I don't know. We'll find out.
Quotes like that, though, from that kind of source, John Gruden, I think will froth up the fan base. And who knows, maybe for good reason. But if I hear that, then I got to start to wonder, do the Steelers still believe they need to go get a quarterback in the draft next year? Or do they give
this guy?
I'm sure
they've been coy.
Well, you're going to get as many as you can. It's the most important position, so you'll draft one. Absolutely, and you should.
Well, it's not. I'm talking about in the first round as a franchise guy.
How about if they get one in the second round because the guys they really wanted high were not available and they waited for somebody else?
Very different situation then. You've got a competition. You don't have a competition if you draft a guy 10th overall or 8th overall.
I would agree that that guy is going to get every opportunity to fail, yes.
Because it's guaranteed money in the first round, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of money that you get, absolutely. Yeah, so, and unfortunately, money does play a role in this, right?
Absolutely it does.
Of course it does. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. It's 11:54. Time to make the smart call to Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Bob?
Did you notice how Austin slammed that immediately? His answer wasn't no or maybe not. It was no way. It's an Ohio State quarterback. Just take it.
There it is. It always comes back to that.
The dots.
I don't even get a chance.
We have a Drew Aller.
I don't even get a chance to explain myself.
I bet you wouldn't say no way to Drew Aller.
He thinks Drew Aller is going to be the next NFL star.
Typically, typically it's Joe that will gang up on me. Now he's gotten Bob to jump on board and throw that qualifier out there.
It was venomous. No way.
It was venomous.
I just don't think that there's any chance.
Okay, you agree, Hokie, that was venomous of limits, the way he said it?
That was out of character for Pomp. To attack him too.
Yeah. I didn't attack him.
It was an attack.
It was out of character.
I just thought.
Hokie,
I wanted
they insult
to make an
my integrity all the time when it comes to well,
usually,
my
usually
supposed
it's Pomp,
Penn
Pomp's
State bias.
Kind of taking on the personality of this room because usually it's Pomp getting attacked.
That's exactly right. I've been attacked many times.
You've rubbed up on.
There was not an attack.
It was not an attack.
It was observations that you came on hard. It was 0%. You made a 0% prediction.
I give it a 1% chance, and I've always felt that way.
No way is a 0%.
I've always felt that way, though. Like,
Hokie, what do you think of limits thinking Drew Aller is going to be the best quarterback since Marino?
Again, did not say
since
that.
Marino?
It's Joe trying to put words
since
in my mouth.
Marino. Holy smokes. He hasn't shown me that. He hasn't shown anything, right? He struggled this year.
I mean, honestly, explain your position there.
I think that if Drew Aller is available in the third round, that the Steelers should seriously consider
him. And then if they do that, just to say hypothetically they did that, and you had a one-on-one with Howard and him, let's say, Rudolph's going to be around still. He may be the guy who's going to get this because I have a lot of respect for Mason Rudolph. But I'm saying, what would happen then? Who gets what? Third round versus sixth round, but he has a year under his belt, even though it's been more of an observation year.
Well, I think naturally, the guy that you take in the third round, you probably have a lot more confidence in than the guy you took in the sixth round, right?
Unless you've been around the guy in the sixth round all year and you see something that maybe you didn't see before
you
drafted him.
It wouldn't surprise me if Howard in that instance did receive like third team reps when Aller would receive fourth team reps.
Yeah, it'll be a competition then, for sure, which is different than if you take a guy high. But Hokie, we need to get to this game. Your prediction.
Well, listen, I think this is going to be a heck of a game. Right, I think that the Bengals are going to come here and they're going to try to employ the same offense and see if the Steelers have made adjustments. Here's what makes this offense so good is that they got two of the best receivers in the NFL. And so how do you stop one? The Steelers are down. I think this is where the Steelers defense really got exposed was a month ago when they played them and thought, oh, some adjustments were made because of that game. Darius Slay has struggled this year. He's out. So now you got Echols in the game. You have James Pierre playing now. You've got Joey Porter Jr. You know, do they have the horses to stand up against, T. Higgins and against Jamar Chase? I don't know if they have the horses. They better stop the run. Mm. If they don't stop the run on Sunday, they're going to get crushed again. Because the reality is that Chase Brown came into this game a month ago, one of the worst running backs in terms of yards and yards per carry in the NFL. He had 9.8 yards of carry against the Steelers. He had over 100 yards in the game, the first time of the season. And he had multiple chunk plays. The Steelers got to shut him down. If they're able to run the football, they're going to be on their heels the whole game. So for me, they got to come in, they got to shut down, and they got to be aggressive. They can't play soft. Soft in terms of soft coverage, not soft physically. Mm-hmm. They got to play physical too. They've got to get up and challenge these receivers and be okay with, okay, we may be beat over the top, but if we get beat over the top, Flacco has to hold on to the ball a little bit longer, and our rushers got to get to him.
Here's an illustration of what you said. In that game on that Thursday night, the Steelers came out tremendously fast.
Yeah.
They were up 10-0. After the Boswell field goal made 10-0, the first play that they ran was a 27-yard run play Chase Brown.
Yeah.
27
off
yards.
Off the left side, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Offensive left.
Yes, right side. But so that put them all of a sudden field position flipped. The next two plays were completions to Chase and one to Higgins. So that run, even in a short sample, that series, a 27-yarder kind of made the Steelers.
It opened things up.
Yeah, it made
them. Put them on their heels.
Put them on their heels. They had to account for him.
Because now you don't know. Now you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, and the thing is, you get up there and you play the run, then Flacco's going to hit you with these quick throws. If you play soft, they're going to hit you with the run. Mm. And so that's kind of the issue here. And if I was the Bengals, I'd attack the middle of that defense. I would run right at the defense between the tackles. I think that's the weak spot of the Steelers defense in terms of stopping the run.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
find
for you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.